from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Leads that came out of this, and now we're finding out 2 years ago guys were worried about their own. Can you see how that's a turnoff? Can you say, you know, Goo, I'm not saying I agree with you, but I can understand that's you don't like hearing these things come out.
Right, but if you've been paying attention, what's happening now is not new. What happened to Durant? Why weren't we up in arms when Durant said,
I thought he was being sensitive, Stoney.
Well, Clay's very sensitive, too. Most NBA players are. I got to find this. Let's go to Miguel in Hayward.
The staff.
What's going on, Miguel? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, you guys. You know, good morning, Phil. Pretty much, I'm good. You know, I'm watching you guys on YouTube for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, like, I love your show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Hey, so, you know, like, I wanted to talk about, you know, how can we require... You know, how can we require that big center from Utah? I feel that the Warriors, you know, you could pretty much disagree with me. You know, like, I will give up 2 first-round picks, Andrew Wiggins, and 1 second-round pick, and I would just make this deal happen right now because I want to tell Curry, hey, I got you a big guy, so you go ahead and get that gold medal, and then when you come back, you know, we'd be ready to go to the playoffs and go to the finals. So that's all I really have to say.
Thanks, Miguel.
You got to break it to him. That wouldn't be enough, right?
But you want to do it anyway.
Danny Ainge ain't going for that.
All right, this is from Sam Amick's piece
Sam.
In The Athletic. And he did a one-on-one with Steph. And this is Sam Amick saying, and you said you still did use your voice on Clay's situation. So what was your message to the team?
Yeah.
We want Clay back. I'm not going to tell them what number it is on the contract. I'm not going to tell them anything beyond that. Again, part of the way we operate is there's always conversation. When anything changes, I just want to know what's up, to know where everybody stands. It's not like I'm telling everybody how to think or act, because we all get paid to do our separate jobs. But yeah, I hope that when it comes to the way the organization handled it, that when we look back at it, it's more of a two-way street conversation of what Clay needed and what the organization needed, and that there's some middle ground there, because this is a very emotional thing all the way around. He's the first one of us three to go. I mean, honestly, it's a vintage Curry quote. I'm not sure what he's saying, except he said, hey, you know, we all want Clay back, but I understand it's your job to figure that out. But just letting you know, as a team, we'd love to have him back.
Yeah,
and I'll so tell you, Joe Lacob at that point, Mike Dunleavy at that point, don't say, okay, well, Steph and that team wants him back, so that's what we have to do. Like, they're not the bosses.
Yeah, Steph is like E.F. Hutton. When he talks, everyone
apparently
listens.
Apparently not.
And
they didn't listen to him on Avery Bradley.
I got to tell you, I appreciate what Curry said, but to me, Steiny, and maybe he did this and he didn't say it, I would have liked him to hear him say he put his foot down a little more. He was a little more, he was a bit more stern with this message of them wanting to keep Clay.
Go.
No, I'm telling you.
Go. He's an employee.
Well, oh, damn.
I mean,
well, I can't argue that. But I think you feel me more than you're letting
you,
on.
No, like, I feel you not at all at this point.
You know.
I mean, you've made it clear. You would rather see the team fail together. Those are your words.
No, and I that, would rather me, trick myself what you said. Into thinking we got action,
well,
and if
dumb.
We fail. No, it's not dumb.
Dumb.
What's dumb is signing Chris Paul at 38 years old.
Well, thinking we can't you can go win back in time.
My point is, when they signed Chris Paul, they thought they had action. You keep making it sound like I'm saying take Clay and lose, like it's worth it. I'm not saying that. When you sign Clay, you still have that same mindset that you think you've gotten better. Don't misconstrue my words to where I'm just,
said,
I'm in love with Clay
said.
To the point of I sign them
said.
And they don't make playoffs.
You can, I mean, the idea, the mere idea that Joe Lacob would ever even think about, you know what? We don't have a lot of options out there. Like you always talk about, so what are you going to do? Just give up? Just sign Clay and we're okay with failing together. Like I mean, you've got
just
like the Warriors are doing. Like, you, hey, Steiny, you like what the Warriors did in the have done so far? Nah, not really. Do you hate it? No, not really. I completely and utterly understand where they are and what they've done, and I think they might be a better team right now. I think they're better defensively, right? They got a couple guys who can defend here. A couple tough-minded guys. I don't think we can automatically think that they're going to be worse. Like, they got younger. They got a lot younger. Does that mean anything?
We'll find out.
I guess we will. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's take a listen to some Steph Curry. This is via ESPN. I guess somebody asked Curry about the last dance. I mean, what's... The dance is over. People are going home, goo.
People got jobs to do, and the jobs are to get this team back in contention.
Yeah, and
you
can't do it in 1 year.
Yeah, well,
you
cannot. They tried to get PG-13.
Well, nobody really thinks that would have been an automatic way to get back to the contention. Steph Curry.
We talked about it a lot just in the sense of the journey that we've been on. Obviously, me since 2009. Clay's 2011 draft, Draymond, and then when Coach came in 2014 and what's happened since. We would have loved to maintain, you know, the core and finish out together, but we obviously understand the league and things change, and, you know, having Clay head on to Dallas, it's tough. It's something that I never imagined would be a reality, but, you know, you want him to be happy, you want him to be able to enjoy the game of basketball. It does suck losing Clay, and there's no two ways around it. So you have to be able to celebrate what we accomplished, but then be able to move on.
Mm-hmm. Steph Curry talking about Clay Thompson headed to
Dallas.
Headed to Dallas. Here's the good news, Goo.
Give it. I need it.
I'm looking at the Golden State Warriors payroll right now, and they've got much better payroll situation than they had. And you know what? I think they have a better payroll situation now than if they would have given Klay Thompson 2 or 3 years for $20, $25 million. Here's why they're not done. De'Anthony Melton, $12.8 million. Gary Payton, $9.1 million. Kyle Anderson, $8.7 million. Buddy Hield, $8.7 million. Looney, $8 million. Kuminga, $7.6 million. Moody, $5.8 million. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 7 players with salaries between 6 and 13 million. That's how you aggregate and make a nice trade. They have multiple guys who they can now pair with a Wiggins if they have to, with a Draymond Green if they feel like they need to, and try to get a better player back. A guy making four, like if they want to go get a $40 or $50 million player, whoever that is, they have players that they can aggregate who can add up to $50 million if they need and make another move. I don't think, like, I don't view it as free agency's over, they're not going to do anything. I view it as they might not do anything for the next few months. This is going to be the team. Yeah. Let's see how good it is.
The deadline.
Exactly.
All right.
I mean, I could be wrong. They could acquire Markkanen by the end of the show. I don't think they're going to. I just don't, because I think they've already thought, we just cannot give up our youngest player and two future firsts. I just think that they've made that decision. That's too much.
And Ramona Shelbourne, Stoney, if I'm quoting her correctly, paraphrasing, that was the holdup in the PG-13 deal to get him, was they didn't offer the Warriors weren't willing to part ways with Kuminga. Would you say that's what was reported?
I look at it as though the Clippers really didn't want to make a deal. And they didn't have to make a deal unless the deal from their point of view was absolutely perfect. Because they, like the Warriors, are in a financial handcuff right now. And the minute that the Warriors either acquire Paul George and then the Clippers acquire whoever they're going to acquire, both teams, in essence, kind of fail at their objectives. I mean, Joe Lake, like, this is the one thing that I was thinking about. He said to Tim Kawakami last year, priority one and 1A is to get under the second apron. They've done it. They've done it, and maybe they could have gotten a little better with their offseason moves than they were last year. The only thing they really could do is operate around the margins.
Yeah.
Because I'm convinced now that you go, let me tell you something. Markkanen, Paul George, who's the other guy? Ingram, Vucevic. You're going to get fleeced. You're going to get fleeced in a trade like that. You know why? Because you're desperate.
Man, wow.
But Mike Dunleavy is not operating under feeling like the team is desperate. And that's the one thing that I like about how he's gone into the offseason. I really do. He's on his own timetable.
Yeah.
And hopefully...
Well, we'll find out.
Hopefully internally. Like, I think the one thing is, yeah, they're always going to be aggressive, but they're not on a deadline here. People, I get it. Steph Curry.
That's what I was just about to say.
They ain't on a deadline. They're not. And they shouldn't be. They should not be on a deadline.
Well, then it's over for real then, the dynasty. If you're saying that, and they're operating like that. Because to me, it seems like you're going to get to that juncture to appeasing Curry or not being a realistic, or you might feel this way now, not have a realistic chance of getting back or even making the playoffs at that point, then the question about moving Steph should be sooner than later.
No, you go into the season with this team.
Yeah.
That might be better than last year.
Let me ask you this. Do you think right now, random, do you think Jonathan Kuminga is untouchable?
Clipper
scenario and Ramona Shelbourne's reporting that the Warriors never wanted to say
I don't think he's untouchable.
I feel more confident about their saying or signal to the Clippers and everybody, he's untouchable. And that's why I was like, damn, going all in and Joe Lacob saying, you know what, if it gets all bad, I took it, his heads are going to roll and we're going to try everything. But they didn't. If she's correct and they're not willing to part ways with Kuminga, they're not going to be able to got marketed. Yeah, for
they
Paul
weren't
George.
Willing to move Kuminga for Paul George. I get it. But Paul George is 34 years old.
So you could see them moving Kuminga for marketing because he's younger?
I wouldn't. Mm. I mean, I wouldn't. He's not good enough. Mm. He's not good enough. I think the one thing that Dunleavy has in terms of a mindset,
give it to him.
He's not operating as if they're under the gun. And I love it. Nor should he, because that's when you get fleeced.
Well,
fleeced.
It's
dude.
Not to me. I'm not mad at what you just said, but there's no parade for not getting fleeced when you're a non-playoff team. Like, I'm not going to give you an award for not doing nothing. Like, they have to do something, partner.
No, they don't. Why?
So,
why do you say that?
Because they can't continue under Curry and Draymond Green and the payroll that they currently have to not make the playoffs.
So you don't think they're a 50-win team with Draymond, even though that's the side you jump on? Like, seriously.
I hate you sometimes. No, you know I'm rooting for that, man. I'm just...
Let me ask you this. What would it take for you to move on?
Wow. I need some time with that one. What would it take? I'm a lover, so I'm never... Like, I'm in on the whole Fitz thing, but that we can just delete that because that audio, because Clay's gone. And in that scenario, Clay was going to be a part. But for me to move on, is Curry out of here? That's when I'll be like, okay, it's time to rebuild. You just can't do both, I don't believe. And that's why I feel like I'm more than half right when the message the Warriors were sending to the basketball world is, we still think we got action. We got Curry, Dre, the youngsters. We're going after Paul George. Even when some basketball aficionados were like, he ain't the guy. They tried.
Now I don't know
if Lauri Markkanen, who all accepts Steiny Younger, I would feel better about my team as a collective if he were on the team. And yet you may not get to your goal, but that signals we still think we got action, and that's half the battle.
Do you allow for the fact that they could right now be better than last year with this team, but they could acquire Markkanen and be in a worse spot?
I would bet my life that wouldn't happen. Like, all hell would have to go wrong, you know?
I think you're...
Wow.
Guru, this team finished in 10th.
And couldn't even create a shot in the play-in game. Forget defense. Offensively, they were smothered.
So you're answering all your questions. They're not close to a title anymore.
But Paul George would have changed that.
Paul George gets him from 10th to 3rd.
Well, the guru math, we're talking about 5th or 6th if Draymond stays on the floor.
Well, which do you want to use? The Draymond math? Because if you're using the Draymond math, then you can't be upset about what they've done.
Well, they lost shooting. Clay's gone.
What about Buddy Hield? Well, what do you mean? Like, Buddy Hield's a better shooter than Clay Thompson.
He's not a better basketball player right now.
He would still be
on the Sixers. Now, if you watch the playoff game, shot him out of it.
Why is Clay not on the Warriors?
Because it's bigger than ball. It's about respect. And it's about getting benched. I'm not saying he's right, but miss me. Now, I'm not saying you're saying it with Buddy Hield being the equal. That's disrespectful to Clay. Clay's led the NBA in more three-pointers two of the last three seasons.
From the Xfinity Mobile text line, 650, Steiny, would you extend JK? No.
I'm with you on that.
No chance. No. And you know what?
This is wow.
If the Warriors, I'll tell you what, that would be the move to me that would signal that the Warriors, I don't know, maybe aren't.
Talk to me on this.
If they resign Kuminga this offseason, I think they're going halfway.
And what do you mean halfway?
Because I wouldn't give him $188 million right now.
But what if they think their intel is like, this dude's going to pop and we're going to give it to him sooner?
I think that would be a bad move.
No, because I don't know how good he is, Steiny. I know he's got the upside is in the heavens, but my goodness, is he a one when Curry's gone?
No. No. Does anybody think Kuminga can be the best player on a team that goes deep into the playoffs? At least
I think
you'd
be shocked with some.
What about the next 2 or 3 years?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right.
But I don't run a team.
Thank goodness.
I'm on team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.